I admit one of the things about adding Dave to the show is just this disarming presence where he'll just tell any story. Like he doesn't mind sharing things that maybe shouldn't be shared, and he inspired me. So one year ago today, you would not be getting this content.
What's your anniversary?
I need to look it up.
I feel like it's around July 1st.
Yeah.
It was. Okay.
I want to say it was around Summer Bash was his
first official
show.
That was not official.
That was like the unveiling Dave.
Yeah, that was the soft launch.
You're a pawn.
Okay, so yesterday I'm at a soccer game for my son. We were actually at the FC Dallas Fields.
Okay.
There's a ton of them up there.
No big deal. I used to play there.
Yeah, I played there before too.
Yeah? Well, we were on field 8.
Oh, yeah. I scored on that. Yeah.
2 o'clock start. And there must be 16 fields up there. I don't know. Point of context. I'm doing one of those 10-day gut things to kind of relaunch your metabolism sort of thing that I will do periodically.
Okay.
And part of it involves fiber.
Always. Yeah. You gotta
get your fiber.
Clean the pipes.
So you take a big glass of milk or a big glass of water. I don't know why I said milk. And you dump in the fiber and it's not great, but you get through it, you chug it, and you're on with your day. And most of the time, nothing happens.
Is that accompanied by a high fiber diet or is that the only fiber supplement that you're knocking back for the day?
I mean, you take a number of supplements, and this is the only one that's not a pill. It's a powder of fiber, and, you know, you just say, so whatever. You do it with breakfast, and yesterday was a late breakfast, and so fiber, let's go to the game. You probably know what's about to happen, because about 2:20, I start to get, as Donovan would call it, bubble gut.
Now, if my memory serves me correctly, there aren't, like, it's not like there's a bathroom on every field.
No. No, there is a...
Did you find the Hunt's office?
On the day that the matriarch died?
Yeah. So it's 300 yards to the FC Dallas Stadium at minimum.
What, do you got a rangefinder on you?
I'm just guessing.
Okay.
And then there's 150 yards to what appears to be a bathroom facility in the exact opposite direction.
So you're spinning in circles.
I'm trying to figure out.
Next spin.
Because my normal mode of my normal battle plan is to just kind of will myself to hang on until we can get home. You know, you usually can sort of program the potty for that specific moment in time.
Sometimes you can Jedi mind trick it back upwards, but if you are in mid fiber cleanse,
yes,
there's no denying nature.
No. And so I take the 150 yards away from the stadium only to find a bathroom that's open. Okay, great, great, great. 3 urinals, 1 toilet, and a dude with incredible bombing sounds that suggest he's not close to being done with his situation. I mean, it's bad.
Oh, no.
He's in the Dunham zone. The Dunham zone.
Dunham.
So now I'm like, okay, well, I can't wait this out.
Maybe you could have, like, stood on his knees and...
And I'm not going to hop on the sink like wedding... Oh. This is not Wedding Crashers. What is
that? Bridesmaids.
Bridesmaids, yeah. Melissa McCarthy just...
So now I'm calculating, can I get to the other one that's now 400 yards away, 450?
Oh,
and I feel like I'm walking weird, and I'm profusely sweating.
That is the length of 4 football fields?
And I'm wearing really light-colored tan shorts.
He's dressed like Colonel Sanders.
And I'm just... And I just know that this is, so now we're back, we're going through fields 5 through 8 and we're down to 3 and 4 and I see field 2 has more bathrooms, but as I'm walking close, I also see fence locked, no way around, and the bathroom behind it is probably locked too.
Oh.
So now I'm like, okay.
You just,
I need to head
squat in the middle of field one.
Yeah,
I need to head back towards the field with which where my son's playing, because my truck might be able to save me, and I can maybe get to those two hotels right across the street.
Oh my God! I thought you were going to go in your car.
So I actually have
it's
to stop.
Save me.
Hose out the bed.
I actually have to stop
it's
at
like Dave's Turtle
at empty field four and just kind of sit down and just sort of have a visit with my internals to be like, look, we're getting there, but you got to hang in there.
I missed church last week. I promise I'll never do it again.
You just got to chill, but you can kind of feel like you're holding back a cascade of fiber-based
of hell
waste. You're kind of just holding your water, if you will.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's awful.
So now I'm trying to walk across the field. If there is footage of this, it must look hilarious as I'm trying to walk in full clench. And I'm getting to my truck.
If only we had GPS tracking Bob's
dude,
movements.
It would be hilarious to watch my path all the way around the soccer complex. Get to the truck, and now it is a 30-second drive to the Holiday Inn Express or whatever right across. And I'm thinking, okay, every hotel I've ever been in has a lobby bathroom.
Oh, no.
Did you do the Craig Miller of kind of glance at the menu and
no.
kind of look around the lobby?
No time for that.
No, I had a very, very committed path that I was just going to walk past and act like I'm a guest and just find this bathroom.
Sir,
may I see your key card?
And finally headed towards the pool and did see restroom, and I don't know how your body knows, but by the second you lock the door, now it is a dumber routine.
Yeah, it is the race to see if the what hits the floor first.
And we made it, guys. We made it. I don't know how we made it. I was dripping in sweat. It was the most traumatic thing. Definitely a story that didn't need to be told on the air. But the whole time, I'm thinking of Dave Lane. The whole time of this 8-minute episode.
And you know what? I'm convinced that every hotel cashier or front desk operative knows what is going on. They know.
Right.
When a dude walks in at 3 in the afternoon.
The sweaty middle-aged guy comes in.
Yeah. Yeah.
So me 1, Fiber 0 in the battle.
Well,
or maybe it's a draw.
I don't know if you won that battle, man.